Good Saint Joseph, pray for us. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Your Excellency, Reverend Fathers, and dear children and faithful, the entire season of Easter treats of the virtue of faith, so it seems. Saint Paul tells us that if Christ did not rise from the dead, then our faith is in vain. And so our Lord spent all of his days after his resurrection, before his ascension into heaven, proving and showing his apostles and all of his disciples that he had indeed risen from the dead. He had to do this so that for the rest of the world, all men might know that the Catholic faith is the true faith. But he had to do it for the disciples themselves too, because they didn't always see. They didn't even know our Lord much of the time after his resurrection. Think of the two disciples on the way to Emmaus. They were talking with him. They walked a great distance with our Lord. They even looked at him, and yet they did not know that it was him. He had to show it to them. And the same with his dear friend, Saint Mary Magdalene. Remember how he loved them so much, Mary Magdalene and Martha and Lazarus, that he would often visit them in their home. Well, not even Mary Magdalene recognized our Lord until at last, after a short conversation, he called her by her name, and then she recognized him. And then we come to Saint Thomas, Doubting Thomas. He wouldn't believe that our Lord had risen from the dead, even though several of the disciples had seen him. He had to touch with his hands the wound in his side and the wounds on his hand. And so our Lord appeared to him graciously and allowed him to do it, do just that. And then he told Thomas, "It's because you've seen, you've believed. But blessed are they who believe without seeing." And this brings us to the good Saint Joseph. Saint Matthew in the Gospel calls Saint Joseph a just man. And you know what else we read in the Holy Scriptures? We read, "The just man liveth by faith." And Saint Joseph's whole life revolved around this virtue. And it revolved around mystery. Just think of it. His whole life, when our Lord came down to earth, was nothing more than one great mystery. He lived in the mystery of the incarnation. He was constantly around our Lord. He didn't see his divinity. He only saw a little boy working in the house and praying and obeying. Yet he believed that he was God. Saint Joseph also had to teach our Lord many things, how to build things out of wood. But at the same time, Saint Joseph never doubted for a minute that our Lord could do all of these things on his own, because he created the whole world after all. And he doesn't need, strictly speaking, Saint Joseph to teach him how to build a chair. But he believed, Saint Joseph did. And Saint Joseph had to protect our Lord from very many bad men, and yet not once did he doubt that our Lord was the protector of all of his followers. And when he saw Jesus obey Mary, that's a wonderful thing, isn't it? He saw with his eyes a little child obeying his mother, but with his faith, he saw that all creatures obey Jesus. He says, "Fiat," and everything is made. And he tells the sun to rise in the morning and to go down in the evening, and the stars and everything to rotate, and everything is at his word. And yet he sees Jesus obeying his dear mother. What faith Saint Joseph had. His life was filled with mystery, and yet he never doubted. Because of this virtue, he saw all things as God sees them. After all, that's what faith is, children. It's to believe the things that you cannot see, to believe things that are hidden from us, but we believe them because God teaches them to us. And no one other than Our Lady needed faith as much as Saint Joseph, because God would permit Saint Joseph to suffer so very much. You think of Bethlehem. He couldn't find a shelter for his poor wife or for his soon-to-be-born foster son. And then, not long after the birth of our Lord, he was told to flee into Egypt, and with all of those sufferings he had to endure, he needed faith, because never once did he question what God was doing. He simply trusted, it's God's will, I'm going to obey, and God will take care of it. His faith was so strong that he obeyed promptly. And then the angels had him going from place to place, back again and to another place, and yet always he obeyed. Think of it. When the angel Gabriel came and told him to marry Our Lady, he obeyed immediately, it says in the Gospels. And when the angel appeared to him again later and told him to take Jesus and Mary to Egypt, he didn't sit around saying, I'm sleepy, I really don't want to do it, it's night, can't we wait until morning? He obeyed. And after Herod died, the angel appeared to him once more and told him, go back to Israel now. And so he did, right away. And when an angel came later on to tell him, well, now it's time to go into Galilee, and he went. He never questioned the decisions and the ways of God. He saw all of this, these messages from the angel, as being God's will, planned by God, and so he accepted them and became one of the greatest saints that we have. Well, children, you don't think of it, but your life and my life is filled with mystery. And I'm not speaking so much about the mysteries of the Blessed Sacrament or anything like that, but we do need faith to guide us in this world of ours. God sent an angel to show Joseph what he should do, but he doesn't send us, at least visible angels, to tell us what to do, but he did give us parents and teachers and priests. They are our angels, children. They, like the angels who told Joseph to do this or do that, and he obeyed, your angel is the priest, the teacher, and your parents. And if you obey them, you are very pleasing to our Lord. And you never delay obedience. You see, faith tells us, children, that when you look at your mom and dad, you don't see just mom and dad, do you? Well, you do with your eyes, but the faith tells you that they take the place of our Lord. And if they command you to do something and you disobey, you're disobeying our Lord. But if you obey them, then you are obeying Almighty God and doing His will and making yourself holy. And by every act of obedience, you're becoming more and more holy and raising your place higher and higher in heaven. Never forget that. This is a mystery, in a sense, that you see our Lord in the person of your priests and parents and teachers. Children, that's the lesson that Saint Joseph teaches us today. Remember this lesson the rest of your life. God guides us to heaven through the commands of our parents and teachers and priests. And if you want to get to heaven, you must be obedient, just as Saint Joseph was obedient to the good angel that kept appearing to him. God bless you. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.